You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show, where today we're talking everything solar with Harmon Solar. Joining Rosie and Romy today are Josh Held and Marshall Tremble. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Good day. Good morning, Arizona. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Are you confused? Are you as confused as me when it comes to the solar industry? No shortage of opinions out there. No shortage of advice and strategies and tactics out there. I want y'all to sit down. I want you to pour yourself a big old glass of Dunkin' Donuts coffee or Dunkin' Donuts iced tea and sit down and be ready for an education on solar energy like you've never had before. You're welcome to give us a ring at 602-277-5827. If you're considering solar anywhere in the great state of Arizona and you've got a question about, well, this proposal says this, or I don't know about leasing or buying, or they say I can do this or that, hey, give us a ring. We've got the people here. We've got the Rosie certified solar installer from Maricopa County, Harmon Solar. Josh Held is here joining us. Josh, we never start the show without thanking our guests for taking time out of your family time. I know weekends are family time, and thank you and your family for donating your time this morning.
Excellent. Well, thank you for having us. It's exciting to be here and talk solar and help clear up that confusion that's
clear
out there.
Clear the air. And we've got another special guest, one of my this guy to me is like the biggest celebrity in my whole arena. I've never asked anyone on the planet for an autograph except this guy.
Oh, you're welcome, Dad. I'll give you an autograph anytime.
Marshall Tremble.
You're talking about me?
Marshall Tremble. Thanks for joining us, man.
Pleasure to be back here again, Rosie.
I know you've signed every book of yours that I have, but I did find one more in my library last night. I'm going to need you to sign it before you leave.
And my family's glad to get me out of the house, so I'm glad to be here.
All right, so we're going to be talking Arizona trivia, Arizona fun, and solar here on Rosie on the House this weekend. So we appreciate you tuning in. Let us hear from you at 602-277-5827. Okay, what more reliable source of energy could you ever possibly want? How long has the sun been coming up in the east and setting in the west?
At least 33 years, I can vouch for.
Maybe we ought to ask Clay Thompson. That's a good one for Clay.
That is. Yeah, Clay Thompson can answer that. What do you think, Josh? Could there be any more delivering almost constant level of power to the surface of the Earth for eons?
Absolutely. And you know, we can trace back to eons ago when ancient civilizations were even using the sun's power to heat sources or start fires. And it really does trace back because it is such a logical source of energy. And it makes so much sense. And I think here in Arizona, it's obvious how much sun we have and how much sense it makes to harness the power of that sun.
It would be a sinful shame for Arizona not to be a leader in this industry. Now, the oldest commercially available or commercially produced solar byproduct of solar energy that I can recall is we have the Ellis Shackelford home in downtown Phoenix. It had solar collectors for water, for heating water. That house was built in 1917. On our Facebook page, Jennifer and I went through Death Valley last winter. It was in March. And we stopped at Scotty's Castle. And there's a huge water collected. No, it's dilapidated. It dates back from the 20s. But all their hot water was supplied by the sun. Death Valley is a good place for that.
Yeah, the technology to use the sun's power to heat water sources goes back a long ways. And now we've really made some advances and come so far in using the sun's light to make electricity, the two different types of solar power that are out there. So the history is there. The technology is advancing, and it's exciting to be here to talk about that and share that that message with Arizona homeowners.
You know, from an outsider's perspective, you're not old enough, Romy's not old enough, Marshall and I are old enough to remember what ended up being a solar debacle back in the 80s, where the federal government was basically paying you to install solar water heaters on the roofs. And I know it was tens of thousands. I don't know if it got to hundreds of thousands or millions. Tens of thousands of solar water heaters went on roofs. Marshall, you saw it. I mean, you were here.
I had one.
You had one?
Yeah.
About 1980,
I think it was.
You had to have one. The government was paying you to put it on the house. Yeah. It made sense. And anytime you throw that kind of money at that kind of industry, you have a lot of startups. Is that fair? I'll be nice and I'll call them startups. Mm-hmm. And when the subsidies ran out, I mean, the units were freezing, the units were breaking, there was no one to warranty them, there was no one to service them, and the solar industry, unfortunately, got a huge black eye back in the 80s.
Certainly. It's very important when an industry is growing to manage the growth of that industry so that does not happen. And hopefully we can learn from the mistakes and not make that happen again with where we are with solar energy today.
Okay. Now, I don't want to turn the show political, but I know a lot of folks that are listening and have questions about solar are wondering, it appears to someone on the street, a homeowner, that APS seems to, I even heard someone say APS is turning their back on solar power. Without making a political statement, what is APS's position on this industry?
Sure. Well, it's a complicated issue with a lot of political agendas that do go into it, so it's hard not to make it a political issue. But the overall issue is that the cost of energy, the cost of solar energy on homeowners' roofs now is very competitive with the model that the utility company provides. And that's the root cause of this issue, is now that the cost for homeowners to put solar on their roof is competitive and even lower in most cases than what the utility is able to offer, they're pushing back a little bit, and they are positioning that using their utility grid has a substantial amount of cost to it.
They've put up the power poles. They've
exactly.
strung the cabling from Hoover Dam to Marana.
Absolutely. There's a lot of infrastructure, a lot of distribution system that's out there. And in all honesty, solar users are still using that grid infrastructure. So the debate is being waged right now as to what is the cost of that and how is it shared. And then, you know, the important point is, what are all the benefits that rooftop solar provides the utility company? There's a lot of power being generated by all of those solar panels on all of those roofs, and it's a fuel source, sunlight fuel
And you
source.
Say all those roofs. We haven't even tapped 2% of the rooftops.
Not even close. And that's a very important point, Romy. Right now, there are 11,000, well, I shouldn't say right now, at the end of 2012, per APS's numbers, there are 11,072 rooftop residential solar customers.
Now, that's APS
customers. That is APS customers.
I mean, there's
customers.
SRP, there's
Correct.
TEP,
Correct. There
there's
are multiple,
Unisource. Yeah, okay.
Multiple utility companies in the state of Arizona, APS being the largest.
Yep.
APS states that at the end of 2012, they had 994,371 residential customers.
Let's call that a million.
Call it a million with 11,000.
It's too early in the morning.
Too
on
Too early to get
that
into
technical.
That. Right. With 11,000 that have solar on their roofs. So that's a 1.1% or 1%, as you said, Romy, penetration into the market of utility companies.
So APS is looking to this 1% of their market share, realizing it's going to grow. I mean, they're under a Corporation Commission mandate to supply 15% of the total energy has to be from renewable resources by 2020. Is that right?
By 2025, correct.
2025,
yep.
Okay.
15% of the retail energy that's sold needs to be from renewable sources. And of that 15%, 4.5% needs to come from customer renewable energy, meaning it is on the customer side of the meter, not utility scale or utility-owned renewable generation. That is also part of the mandate. So a lot of moving parts, a lot of variables, and a lot to consider in this debate of the future of solar energy in our state.
Okay, so that kind of lays the foundation for APS's position. We're going to need to go on a little break here. And when we come back, I want to know, what is the solar industry's position on APS's position about the solar industry.
Sure.
Okay. And sure. we're gonna any number of 998 that we're just gonna round up. Okay.
A million.
Now, we also have Marshall Trimble. He is a spokesman for Harmon Solar. If you haven't heard his commercial during our show, this must be your first time listening to Rosie on the House. Welcome to the program. We're here every Saturday morning going on Rosie's 25th year broadcasting. Coming up in, gosh, October's only a couple months away, Dad.
It is. Yeah.
Congratulations. You're that, almost to the 25.
That'll be the start
I
of the
26th. I used to listen to it when I was a kid.
Ow!
Now that's,
that was funny.
That's from the guy that's been under the Arizona sun longer than all of us added together.
And at what point would you say you're still not a kid? I think some people would say Marshall still refers to himself as a kid. So we may have to get into how he defines that. But he's also our Arizona State historian, and we have
one of his official,
and we have one of his trivia books. I've got. You mentioned all your books that you have signed. I've got one. This is the Arizona Trivia 1,000 Fun-Filled Questions. So we are going to ask our audience the question going into each break, something so you're going to learn not only about solar but a little bit of state history. And when we come back from the break, Marshall will give the answer. This is fun. Okay. If you know the name Marshall Ellis, you probably know the name Dolan Ellis.
If you know the name Marshall Trimble, you probably know the name Dolan Ellis.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You know, would you say that's fair? You know, he's Arizona's balladeer.
Official balladeer.
Official. I got to use this official. I'm going to get some trouble here. In one of his songs, titles, is referencing the most famous truck stop in Arizona. What's that truck stop?
When we get back, we'll give the answer right here at Rosie on the House.